Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Tuesday, March 12th. U.S. equity futures are mixed this morning. You have S&P futures up 9 points. That's about 17 basis points. NASDAQ futures are up 65 points. That's about 36 basis points. And then Dow futures are off about 30 points or 7 basis points. Oracle shares are up about 13% of pre-market trading after earnings. In Europe, you're looking at the major indices up about 13 to 40 basis points. We're seeing outperformance in Europe in basic resources, banks, tech, and retail. You're seeing underperformance in utilities and autos. And then Asia was mixed. You had Japan essentially unchanged. The Nikkei was about flat. The Hang Seng spiked about 3%, so very strong gains in Hong Kong. Mainland China, the Shanghai comp fell about 40 basis points. So relatively quiet morning. Two major developments on the news front. So Oracle earnings last night. The actual reported revenue for the quarter and the reported revenue guidance were not spectacular, but their bookings figures, so their RPO and then the qualitative commentary about the demand they're seeing for their cloud infrastructure business was very bullish. So that sucks up 13%. It's helping to, rejuvenate or rekindle a lot of the optimism, enthusiasm, hype around AI. So that's accounting for the NASDAQ outperformance. I would just note that I don't think Oracle necessarily really changes the narrative around AI overall. Broadcom and Marvell's tone around AI last week was just as bullish as Oracle. It was just offset by weakness in their non-AI parts of their business. And then I also thought it was notable that Oracle was pretty explicit in saying that they are not having any issues getting GPUs, just suggesting that you are starting to see GPU supply catch up with demand. All that being said, NVIDIA has their big GTC conference coming up. Jensen Huang's keynote is Monday, the 18th. So that's going to kind of keep the AI animal spirits alive, at least for a few more days. The other notable development was the UK jobs report, which was a little soft, both on employment creation and then on wage growth. So dovish data point on that front. So those two factors, dovish UK jobs numbers, bullish Oracle report, is kind of contributing to the rebound or the bounce we're seeing this morning in equities. Obviously the US CPI at 8:30 matters a lot more for global rates than the UK jobs report does. Just looking at the CPI, the market's looking for headline inflation to be unchanged on a year-on-year basis versus January. While the core number ticks down a little bit. So the disinflationary process is definitely slowing. That's been a theme now for several months. So still justifies the Fed cutting rates. Again, the real rate is going to continue ticking up as inflation cools, even though the cooling process is happening at a slower pace. As far as the CPI is concerned, I think it's not as critical a data point for the market, just given that the Fed's not expected to cut until June. They're going to get 4 CPIs between now and then, including today's, and then 3 PCEs. So there's a lot of inflation data for them to digest. If the Fed were expected to cut in March, the CPI today would be a lot more important. But again, the market assumes no action in March, about 20% odds at the meeting following the March one. And then it's really the June meeting where the market's looking for a rate cut. So that, I think, kind of de-risks somewhat the CPI today. But definitely, I think, the trajectory of data, you're seeing a slowdown in the pace of disinflation. And then again, I think you're seeing some notable red flags in employment. Nothing to be, really alarmed about just yet, but you are seeing, I think, a shift in the employment backdrop of cooling job creation and then further softening in wages. Those are the major themes for today on the news front. On the calendar today, the CPI obviously will be the big one. And you have a couple of earnings before the open, Archer Daniel Midland's, Kohl's, and then On, the sneaker company, all report before the open. No major earnings out after the close, and then you do have a 10-year treasury auction, the results of which will hit at 1 o'clock. And those are all the major themes for today. There's a lot of other news out, so definitely take a look at the full Vital Dawn for more details. And thank you, everyone, for